Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kristen Holmes, CNN correspondent in for David Chalian, and this is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Friday, July 1st.
We have received evidence of one particular practice that raises significant concern.
The January 6th House Select Committee is concerned about alleged witness tampering from the former president and those close to him. We'll break down what's happened since Tuesday's explosive hearing. Sources close to the committee tell CNN that someone in former President Donald Trump's orbit tried to influence the testimony of two witnesses cooperating with the panel. Cassidy Hutchinson told the committee she was one of those witnesses. She's the former Trump White House aide who shared damning details earlier this week about what the former president was doing as the Capitol attack unfolded. Vice Chair Liz Cheney mentioned this was happening at the end of Tuesday's hearing. She read messages some anonymous former Trump officials got before their depositions with the committee. Witnesses were essentially told that the former president was paying attention to the fact that they'd been called by the committee, and Trump hoped they would remain committed to him. The former senior investigator on the panel, John Wood, said today if there's proof of witness tampering, that's a big deal.
Person who sent the message, I'm sure, will say, oh, no, I just meant it innocently. But the way those messages sound, it certainly sounds like they were intended to influence in some way Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony.
If you listened to our episode on Tuesday, you heard Hutchinson describe a story she was told about how angry Trump got when he learned he wasn't going to the Capitol after his ellipse speech on January 6th.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol. Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
Well, Trump and some of his allies have tried all week to discredit her and claim that the story you heard isn't true. That includes Tony Ornato, Trump's former deputy chief of staff, who is now back in the Secret Service and who Hutchinson says told her the story. One anonymous Secret Service official told CNN that Ornato denies telling Hutchinson those key details around Trump lunging at a Secret Service officer in the presidential SUV on January 6th. We're also learning today accounts that Trump angrily demanded to go to the Capitol on January 6th circulated in the Secret Service over the past year. That's according to two Secret Service sources who say they heard about the incident from multiple agents, including the driver of the presidential SUV where it occurred. Committee member Adam Schiff on CNN this week was asked if there's concern the story Hutchinson told is not true.
I believe Cassidy Hutchinson. I think she's a very, very smart, very capable, very honest individual. She has no incentive to make up something that isn't true. And so I think she's a very, very credible witness. She has been very consistent in pointing out things that she doesn't know.
Since Tuesday's hearing, we've learned Ornato has spoken to the committee at least twice, once in January and once in March. That's according to a source familiar with his testimony. But we've also learned some members of the committee don't have complete faith in what he said. Ornato's testimony dealt with Trump's knowledge of then-Vice President Mike Pence's whereabouts during the Capitol insurrection, and whether Trump could have done more to calm that riot. Now, we don't know what Ornato's answers were here. Those haven't been revealed yet by the committee. That official who said Ornato denies the SUV story, they also said the Secret Service had notified the committee that both Ornato and Bobby Engel, the Secret Service officer who was in the car, will be available to testify again under oath. But some committee members have expressed issues with Ornato's previous testimony and his apparently unclear memories. A Democrat from Florida, Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy, is on the committee. She told NBC that Ornato was evasive when asked about the alleged incident.
Mr. Ornato did not have as clear of memories from this period of time as I would say Ms. Hutchinson did, if that's a fair assessment there.
So a lot of he said, she said here, which the committee wants to clear up with testimony under oath. Let's not forget, the lunging at the steering wheel is certainly an eyebrow-raising story, but it's not as shocking as this part of Hutchinson's testimony, where she said Trump wanted security to get rid of metal detectors so his supporters with weapons could see the speech and the crowd could be bigger.
I was in the vicinity of a conversation where I overheard the president say something to the effect of, you know, I don't effing care that they have weapons. they're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here.
That's significant to hear, as the committee's trying to prove Trump knew about the potential violence on January 6th. The committee will pick up hearings later this month unless they score another key witness and schedule another surprise hearing like they did with the last one. Could it be Pat Cipollone, Trump's former White House counsel? The committee has issued a subpoena to compel testimony from him because he's who many former Trump officials credit with helping to prevent Trump from taking legally questionable actions in the months around the 2020 presidential election. He has resisted talking further with the committee after previously sitting for a closed-door interview on April 13th. A lawyer familiar with Cipollone's thinking told us he'll probably agree to a transcribed interview. We should say, too, that despite all the damning evidence the committee's revealed and testimony the committee's heard so far, Trump denies any wrongdoing with regards to January 6th. And Trump's main qualm with these hearings is that his side of the story isn't being told.
Look, it's not a fair hearing. It's a political hearing. I get that. But it's hard to say that your side is not getting out there, your argument's not getting out there, when your people won't go and talk.
That was former Trump official Mick Mulvaney on CNN earlier this week. These public hearings are happening in the middle of midterm primary season, where Trump and those running with his support nationwide are mocking and discrediting the January 6th investigation.
The unselect committee of political thugs is vivid proof that as we work to defeat the radical left, we also have to defeat the backstabbers and the dreadful rhinos like Cheney.
Cheney is also running and fighting to keep her job. She faces stiff competition from four other Republicans, including Harriet Hageman. Trump has endorsed the former Republican National Committee woman, who has made several false claims about non-existent widespread 2020 election fraud. Cheney made clear during a debate this week that she didn't believe in blindly following Trump and his 2020 election lies and defended her work on the committee. Here she was in last night's GOP primary debate, courtesy of Wyoming PBS.
We have to put our oath to the Constitution above party. We are now embracing a cult of personality, and I won't be part of that, and I will always stand for my oath and stand for the truth.
That's it for today's political briefing. Thank you so much for listening, and please take a moment to be sure and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. CNN Political Briefing is a product of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is our executive producer. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Muhammad Darwish is our senior producer. Our episodes are produced by Krista Bow and Anna Sterla. There won't be an episode this Monday for the July 4th holiday, but we'll be back on Tuesday.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.